Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan in the studio with us this morning, and I hit the wrong button. Quite embarrassing, but nonetheless, you know, that's just how it goes. Good morning, Miss Mayor.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what have we got going on with the city today? I know that you're actually in a bit of a hurry here because you've got an MPO meeting to get to.
I do. At 9 o'clock at Daphne City Hall, we actually did a resolution last night to endorse the action that the MPO is expected to take today, hopefully adding the Mobile Bay Bridge back to the TIP, the Transportation Improvement Plan, to be able to allow ALDOT to apply for a $500 million mega grant, which will hopefully, you know, make sure that we can build that bridge in a timely manner.
Okay. Now, I just saw something in the newspaper that a bunch of grant money had been sent this way and stuff. Do you have any information on that, or is that
grant money for the bridge?
Yes.
Yeah. So there, we do have an info grant. And this is all kind of part of that same pot of money that comes down from the federal government. But there is, because of the infrastructure bill, there is a mega grant that's available. And again, it's several billion dollars, but we can only apply for up to $500 million. So that's what ALDOT wants to do. But in order to do that, it's similar to when you do site selection for a big project. You have to really check all the boxes. And part of checking those boxes is making sure that the Mobile MPO and the Eastern Shore MPO have that project on their transportation improvement plan. So our first step is to get to the meeting today and to add that back to the plan. And then, you know, they've asked all the cities, municipalities, the county to do resolutions in support of applying for the grant.
Okay. Now, would this be strictly for a toll bridge, or would this be for just a bridge?
No, it will. It's the same plan that we've talked about. It would be for a toll bridge. Again, they've talked about, you know, the toll being no more than $2.50. Mm-hmm. And again, that would be for, you know, I'm sure pass holders, typical of how other toll bridges are. You have one rate for pass holders, one rate for people who aren't pass holders. They'll have another rate probably for trucks or larger vehicles. But yes, it is still going to be a toll bridge.
And that would be in addition to the existing bridge.
Correct.
Okay, not replacing it as was the earlier plan, which the only route across the bay would have been toll. This would be an optional.
This will be optional, yes. Okay. There will still be free routes to go across the bay.
Okay, because I think a lot of us would be glad, like, man, I'd pay $2 to take an extra route to bypass it, but I don't want to be forced to pay $2 to
drive over. I mean, just last week, I had to go to Perdita Beach Hilton for a couple days for different meetings, and I mean, I was happy to pay the $2.75 myself. I did not pass that on to the city or anything, because that's an option that I took to take that toll bridge. But it's just so much quicker to get to Orange Beach using that, you know, the Beach Express and using the toll bridge. So again, I think everybody will have an option of if they want to take a legacy route or a free route, or use the toll bridge.
Okay. Well, stepping aside from that, what's going on with the city? What can you tell us about the city council meeting last night? And
you want to talk about road construction first?
We can do that, certainly.
Okay. So, as you know, we have a lot of road construction going on. We're continuing with the Church Street infrastructure project. Mm-hmm. We also have Delamar closed today. That it will actually reopen, I believe, in the morning. Half of the street will reopen, and we'll reroute traffic through that parking area there that comes off of church. But we're doing a gas project there, a water project, also putting in handicap ramps and some handicap parking spaces. So we decided to do all that at one time.
Okay,
to go ahead and knock all that out. Trying to coordinate those efforts as much as we can. Also out Fairhope Avenue, you'll see that area is still closed off right there from Ingleside to almost to 98. Just a portion of that is closed off. We are rerouting traffic there, and that is to put in a force main. It will basically take a force main from Ingleside to Bishop to push all that sewer back into town. Again, something that's necessary that we do. We are getting some complaints on traffic that is being rerouted down different residential areas. We're evaluating that. I talked to the police chief yesterday. We're going to look at maybe putting up some additional stop signs on Blue Island. We put some on Gayfer. You know, the police are out trying to patrol those areas, but certainly if you see something or you have a complaint or something that you need to pass along, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know that.
Well, something that affected me personally was Nichols was shut down due to the electrical upgrades
that
were
correct.
Going on. Completely separate project. And then Fairhope Avenue was shut down, and so now everything was being routed down Morphe.
That's correct.
And Morphe was like a log jam. It was like, oh gosh, I'm never going to get to work, you know, and I'm never going to get home.
Right. So, and Nichols, again, we're working on that 46 kV line. We're putting up some additional poles and doing some tree trimming for the electric lines. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, that's just very temporary. They were doing some they were trying to do some intermittent traffic. I know they had to close it for a short period of time, but they're hoping to kind of keep that flowing as much as they can with the other construction we have going on. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's just very temporary.
Okay. Yeah, the sooner that gets open,
right.
You know, the better.
Because that's right.
Because on the one hand, it's better to have extra lanes going east and west, which seems to be where the clogs are. And the other, that's my road to work, and my road to work needs to be fixed.
Absolutely. That's the exact way everybody feels.
That's what everybody
says. Don't interrupt my route in the morning.
Right.
So, and, you know, summer's going to be quickly here, and mm-hmm. we know that, you know, that will help in the mornings with the school traffic. So we're thinking that, you know, just let's get through these next couple weeks, and hopefully things will ease up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, before car line and all the
right.
other problems that
That's
we have.
Right.
Okay. Well, how did the meeting go last night?
The meeting was good. I had a lot of recognitions to do, so I took a lot of time in the beginning of the meeting. I think the city council was like, what are you doing? Because we thought we had a short meeting, and then we didn't really have a short meeting because I was recognizing National Tennis Month, National Safe Boating Week, Public Works Week. We were Mental Health Month. So we had a lot of recognition last night. We also recognized the Junior City Council and their contributions because a lot of those folks are graduating. So we wanted to do that. But a lot of good things happening in the city.
Okay.
So we also, on the work session, talked a little bit about Quail Creek and gave an update on those electric department projects that we were just talking about, the substations and the 46 kV line. And also went over a new right-of-way ordinance, again, with the city council that was on the work session. And we'll review that again at the next meeting and give them, you know, a lot of time to look over that because we haven't really updated our right-of-way ordinance in a really long time. And so these are some things that we need to look at and, you know, really make sure we're doing our due diligence on right-of-ways.
Okay. What is a right-of-way ordinance?
We already have a right-of-way ordinance, but this would be anything that would, it would basically give a guideline for anything that's happening in their city right away. So any kind of construction, you know, we have a lot of boring going on right now. Anytime somebody wants to build over a right away, making sure there's accessibility. If people have out, you know, furniture or benches, those kind of things, making sure they're not impeding the walkways.
Oh, sure.
A lot of that kind of stuff is what's covered in the right-of-way ordinance. Also, things like you see the dumpsters that are put in parking spaces when construction happens, those are all right-of-way areas. So anything like that would be regulated by this ordinance.
Okay.
So you'll see a lot more conversation about that before it's adopted.
Okay.
So, and the other thing that on the council agenda, I was trying to see what would be of interest to folks because it was a fairly short agenda. We only had, we had just a few items, and most of them were just purchases and stuff. One thing that we did talk about was we did approve last night, Fairhope Single Tax has graciously offered to donate a piece of artwork that will go in the arts alleyway. It's a piece of artwork that's being done by Bruce Larson, and it will be the entryway or the gateway into the parking area or the alleyway once we refurbish mm-hmm. that whole area and add the restroom facility or the transit hub. But it's beautiful. It is it's kind of seaweed. It creates an arch, and it has seahorses on it, and it will be lighted so you can see it at night, and you'll be able to see it. Like if you're at Magnolia and you look up church, or you're at Fairhope Avenue and look down church, you'll be able to see that. So really hoping it encourages people and entices people to come down church and be able to use the parking area.
Okay.
Real excited about that.
That is exciting.
And let's see what else was on there, Mark, that we might want to talk about. We also approved the Mobile Bay Keepers, the Grand Man Triathlon, which is being held May 21st down at the pier. Mm-hmm. People will notice there will be some road closures down there for that also, getting ready for that event. And they also approved a liquor license for a new restaurant in town, the one right there where it used to be the Church Street Inn, right there at Church in Delamar.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited about having a new restaurant in downtown.
Oh, that's exciting.
Isn't it?
Love having new restaurants.
Right. We always love
having...
Always
want new food to eat. Yeah.
Exactly. So excited to be able to, you know, for that building to be, you know, rehabbed and actually put to use. So it's nice to see that.
It's about time.
It is. So, okay. But a lot of good things happening. Like I said, it was a good night. We also took a moment to recognize Van Saltz, who is a long-term member of our recreation board. He's probably been on the recreation board longer than 25 years. He's been so instrumental in recreational opportunities here in Fairhope, from, you know, building a Founders Park to purchasing the land that we now have for future recreation use to, you know, just anything with recreation, really. Van has touched it over the years, and so and he passed this week. His service is actually today, and just again one of those people who's been a faithful servant to Fairhope, and who again has just been a champion for recreation in our community.
Okay, so, well, that's wonderful that y'all honored him.
Yes, so. Absolutely. So, any other questions you have?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I know we're both looking at the clock to get you out of here in time.
No, and that, it's great. It's great.
That is the piece of artwork that you've got for the alleyway.
It is the piece
alleyway.
Of artwork. Okay. I'll leave this with you so you can look at it and just know how beautiful it's going to look right out your window.
Oh, that's
it's be
wonderful.
Right over there.
Oh, I like that.
So, yes, it's going to be great.
Seahorses fall over an arch.
That's right.
Okay.
So we do have next week, we do have, you know, this Friday is steak cook-off. So I want to remind people that, you know, Bancroft will close at noon between Fairhope Avenue and between Fairhope Avenue and Morphy. So be mindful of that. Really a great event. They raise a lot of money for Rotary.
Yeah, people from all around, not just Fairhope, but Daphne, Mobile, everywhere is coming for the steak cook-off. That's a fun event.
It is a fun event.
Get to walk around and eat all the steak you can eat.
It's just so nice to have all these events back, and I think people have been really looking forward to it. So steak cook-off, and then next week we will celebrate Public Works Week, where we recognize all those men and women who work every day taking care of our landscape and sanitation and, you know, road infrastructure, construction projects. So really the, you know, the heartbeat of the city between, you know, Public Works and the utilities. They just do such a great job, and really glad that we'll be able to honor them next week.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Sherry, and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you, Mark.
It's just so nice to have such a dedicated public servant. It really, really
well,
is.
Well, thank
we
you.
Appreciate
I appreciate
you.
That.
So, and thank you for this little piece of artwork about what they're going to be putting in, all the beautification that you're going to be doing up in the alley. You know, I've heard that it's going to be great. And in fact, here's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. They heard it was going to be great too. With If You Want to Get to Heaven on 1480 WABF.